Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm your teacher, Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And I'm glad you could join us again for today. We have another lesson about time. We're continuing a story about a professor. And yesterday we found out that this professor settled on an idea. He wanted to create a time machine. And with a time machine, you can travel through time. Nathaniel, have you ever traveled through time?
No, Gabe, that's a stupid question.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that was kind of a silly question. I'm sorry about that. I guess nobody has ever traveled through time.
Well, Gabe, actually, I feel like I've traveled through time because when I flew from Japan to the United States, it seemed like I traveled through time. I was on the plane for over 12 hours, but when I landed in New York, it was the same time I left.
Whoa. Hey. Yeah, sometimes when you're flying on an airplane, it seems like you are traveling through time. I like that. Well, right now we're going to continue this story about our professor who wants to travel through time. Here we go.
It's about time. The professor's dream wasn't just any old time machine. His invention not only would allow people to go back in time or forward in time, but also would create time. Everyone always complains about running out of time, he thought. Why not make a machine that can create more time when you need it? Or stretch time and make it last longer? Or save time, like putting it in a bank, with interest? He knew he had no time to lose. He was eager to create his world-changing invention.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Joanna. We're going to continue to read our story about time. Let's find out today's key words. Run out of time. Run out of time is an idiom. Have no time to lose. Have no time to lose is a saying. Time is money. Time is money is an idiom. Time will tell. Time will tell is an idiom. For the time being. For the time being is an idiom. Let's stop wasting time and start reading.
Well, I hope it will be a world-changing invention. We see at the beginning here, the very first sentence, the professor's dream wasn't just any old time machine. It wasn't just any old time machine. It was something to be special. We see that phrase, not just any old something. If it's not just any old, that's a good way to say it's unique. It should be special. It's not like the other ones. It's not just any old time machine. How else could you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, you might say, this car isn't just any old car. It belonged to my dad, and he spent a lot of time making this into a great car.
I like that. What about you, Nathaniel? Not just any old what?
Well, this isn't just any old tie. It's my favorite tie.
Oh, well, if it's your favorite, then of course it's not just any old tie. I think of Doris Brome. She's not just any old English teacher. She founded Studio Classroom. She's a very special and unique person. Not just any old something.
You are absolutely right, Gabe. And we see in our reading why the professor had a time machine that wasn't just any old time machine. His invention not only would allow people to go back in time or forward in time, but it would also create time. Everyone always complains about running out of time, he thought. And it's true. It We do complain a lot about running out of time or not having enough time, and we see this key word bank phrase here, to run out of time. Nathaniel, what is run out of time? Do you have to run to catch it?
No, you don't literally have to run to catch up with time. It just means the time is passing. You need more time to get something done. If you're running out of time, you need more time.
You need more time. We ran out of time. Or we have no more time. We're running out of time right now. We're not running out of time, really, friends. We have to talk about this story, and we have time. But the professor thought he was running out of time. We continue. Why not make a machine that can create more time when you need it? Or stretch time and make it last longer? Or save time like putting it in a bank with interest? Wait, is this a joke, Nathaniel? What's going on here?
Well, interest has a couple different meanings. Of course, if you're interested in something, you might really like it or you think it's something good to think about. But interest here means when a small percentage is added to, like, your money in the bank. So maybe we can add a little extra time if we put it in the bank.
That's very interesting and very creative. I like the idea. I just don't know if it's possible. Can you create time? Can you put time in a bank and then get interest later so you have more time? Well, we continue. The professor knew he had no time to lose. I love this phrase, no time to lose. It's also from the word bank. And if you have no time to lose, what does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, it kind of makes me think that you can lose time, like you forget where you put it. But actually, it just means that you want to get something done as fast as possible because you don't have a lot of time or a lot of extra time to spare.
That's right. I have a family with 7 people, or not me, but I have 4 siblings and our family has 7 people. And a lot of times my parents would say this, we have no time to lose. Let's get going. We need to go. It takes us a long time to do some things, but we have no time to lose. Have you ever used that phrase, Nathaniel?
Sure. The other day, I was going to go to a movie with some friends. I said, the movie's about to start. There's no time to lose. We need to get there now.
We've got no time to lose. We need to get going. Well, the professor also thought he had no time to lose. You don't want to lose any time. We continue. He was eager to create his world-changing invention. He was going to invent a creation or something that would change the world. A world-changing invention. Let's go now to see what Liz has for us in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We've been reading a story about a professor and his dream of making a time machine. We read, he was eager to create his world-changing invention. Notice the phrase, world-changing invention. World-changing describes invention. What kind of invention is it? It's an invention that changes the world. But that just sounds wordier compared to world-changing invention. So let's practice a bit. Think of an object that does something. For example, in many fairy tales, we read about dragons that breathe fire. So we can say they are fire-breathing dragons. If you need an idea to help you get or grab money quickly, then you need a money-grabbing idea. And nowadays, we want solutions that help us save more energy, so we want energy-saving solutions. If you turn to today's Grammar Tips section in your magazine, you'll find more examples there. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, friends, we are not out of time. Actually, we may need to stretch time a little bit. And we see that word here in today's lesson. The professor thought that maybe he could stretch time and make it last longer. Stretch, to make something longer. Carolyn, how do you use that word stretch?
Well, usually when I think of stretch, I think of, oh, I'm so tired, I need to stretch. Or maybe I'm going to do some exercise, so I should stretch my muscles before I exercise.
All right, usually that's what I think about too. If I'm going to exercise, I'm going running, I need to stretch my arm muscles, I need to stretch especially my leg muscles if I'm going to do that kind of exercise. But how else can you use that word stretch, Nathaniel?
Well, like here, you can stretch time, which doesn't mean that you grab time and try to pull it and make it longer. You just try to use that time more. You try to do more within that space of time. You can also stretch a dollar. You have $1 to spend, and you want to spend it so you can buy more things with it and not just one thing. That would be stretching a dollar.
All right, stretching a dollar. I like that example. You can try to use your money wisely so that you can actually buy more valuable things with it. You stretch a dollar. And the professor is talking about stretching time. I don't think it's possible to actually stretch time to make a second longer than another second, but you can use this word to talk about filling up your time with good things. Well, right now it's time for us to spend our time with Michelle in the language lab. I think she's waiting for us. Let's not keep her waiting. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。在这段课文中，首先我们先来看的是 run out of time 这个成语。Run out of something 是指用完或耗尽某种事物。例如 ,we ran out of both coffee and sugar yesterday. 昨天我们的咖啡跟糖都用完了。课文中提到的 run out of time 是指没有时间或者是时间不够。例如 ,we'd better hurry up and leave. We're running out of time. 我们最好赶快动身离开，我们没有时间了。继续我们看的是 have no time to lose 这一句常用语。Lose 在这里是指失去。所以 have no time to lose 是指没有时间可以浪费或者是时间紧迫不可以拖延。例如 our flight could leave any second. We have no time to lose. 我们的班机随时都会起飞不可以再拖了。
Well, this professor has an interesting idea. He wants to make a time machine. Now, usually in a time machine, you think that you can go back in time to the past or maybe forward in time to the future. But the professor wants to do more than that. He wants to actually make more time so that we won't run out of time. Make more time. Make it last longer. Well, there's no time to lose. We need to see what's going to happen with the professor in the next reading.
It's about time. His wife, Mildred, wasn't so sure about the professor's great idea. It'll never work, she doubted. You can't make time. The professor disagreed. Time is money, he explained. If you can make money and save money,Why can't you do the same with time? Mildred complained, The only thing you're doing with time is wasting it. I still think you're crazy, but only time will tell. She knew that the professor was determined to try out his idea, so she decided to keep quiet for the time being.
Well, someone new is introduced to the story, the professor's wife, and she has a name. The professor doesn't have a name, but what is his wife's name, Carolyn?
Well, his wife's name is Mildred, and his wife, Mildred, wasn't so sure about the professor's great idea. So she's really not sure about what he's going to do. She says, it'll never work, she doubted.Oh, and doubt. So she really didn't believe he was going to succeed, did she, Nathaniel?
No, if you doubt something, you definitely think that may not work. And I think I might feel the same way as Mildred if my friend was going to try to make a time machine.
That's right. I think I would, too. Nobody's ever made a time machine before. I don't know if it's possible. We see another phrase here. She wasn't sure.She wasn't so sure about the professor's idea. You know if someone's doubting something, if they say, I'm not sure. But there are some other phrases, too, that can show that you doubt. What are some other phrases you might use?
I'm not certain that there is another way. Oh, I'm not certain. That's another way to say that I doubted. Well, let's continue with the article. Mildred said, "You can't make time." The professor disagreed. "Time is money," he explained. If you can make money, you must be able to make time, right? Let's talk about this phrase, "time is money." It's in our word bank. Now, why would we say that time is money, Gabe?
Well, we know that money is a valuable thing. Time is also a really valuable thing, and lots of people like to spend their time making money. And you can lose money if you're not careful with your time, so I guess time is money. How else would you use that phrase?
Well, you could say that time is money, but a lot of times I really don't agree with this phrase because time is something that you don't have a lot of. Time is limited. Money is something that we can make more of, although it might not be as valuable then.
Interesting. So you're saying that time is more valuable than money.
Exactly, because what we do with our time can make a big difference, whereas money, there's always plenty of money.
It's true. I think that I would agree with you. There are many more valuable things in life than money. Many people say time is money. If you like to make money, then time is money. But, of course, time is a lot more than money. There are more important things to life. Well, we continue. He says, if you can make money and save money, why can't you do the same with time? So he's using this logic. If time is really money, and you can do this with money, then you can also do the same with time. But what does Mildred say, Carolyn? She complains about something.
Yes, Mildred complained, "The only thing you're doing with time is wasting it. I still think you're crazy, but only time will tell." Oh, and here we see another word bank phrase, "only time will tell." So what is Mildred saying about her husband, Gabe?
Well, she's saying that he doesn't have a really good idea. Again, she doubts. She's not sure about his idea. But only time will tell. We can only tell over time. So maybe now he's crazy, but maybe in the future he will be right. And he can tell everybody else, "Hey, I was right." But only time will tell. How else could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, only time will tell if this book will be popular. Time tells us a lot of things, actually. Things change over time, sometimes in ways that we don't expect. Only time can tell.
That's right. Only time will tell. Right now there's a new idea or a new book, a new movie. Only time will tell if it will be something great or something terrible. Well, I also saw a phrase there that I liked. She says, "I still think you're crazy." You could use that phrase, "I think you're crazy." If you think someone has an idea that isn't that great, or someone is doing something they shouldn't do, "I think you're crazy." But of course, only say it to your friends, and only if you really do love them, because I guess these words, I don't know, is crazy a positive thing, Nathaniel?
Well, no, crazy isn't really a good thing. You don't want to tell someone that they don't think right or that they're not thinking the right way unless you know them pretty well, like you said, Gabe.
Yeah, and this is the professor's wife. She does love him. Good old Mildred. She's not just any old wife. Continuing on, she knew that the professor was determined to try out his idea, so she decided to keep quiet for the time being. We see these words, "for the time being," in the word bank. And what do they mean, Carolyn?
Well, "for the time being" just means for now, for this time, right now. She's going to keep quiet. And keep quiet just means that she's not going to complain for the time being at this time.
All right, "for the time being." I could say something like, "I'll be right back. Wait here for the time being. I'll be back soon." How else could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, I could say, "I can't stay long, but I can talk for now." Well, it looks like it is time to visit Steve and Ken in the InfoCloud. Let's hop over there right now.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Okay, let's talk about what a professor is, since the main character in our story today is a professor.
Okay, but isn't a professor simply a teacher at a university?
Well, it really depends where you're talking about. In the U.S., you can call most of your university teachers professor. But in England, a professor is a university teacher who has attained a chair position or the highest rank in the faculty.
Good distinction. Speaking of rank, I know in the U.S., there are different levels of professorship. Can you briefly introduce them?
Sure. In order to become a professor, you need to complete a PhD program and find work at a university, where you'd start out as an assistant professor. And after 6 to 8 years, you can then apply for a promotion and become an associate professor. And after some more years of teaching, doing research and publishing, you can apply to become a full professor, which is the highest level of professorship at an American university.
And a full professor gets something called tenure, which is a permanent job contract.
That's right. A tenured professor cannot be laid off. It's like having a guarantee to have a job for the rest of one's life. But in order to get tenure, one has to put in many years of hard work.
Not an easy road. 今天这一课的主角是一个 professor， 我们不妨来了解一下到底是如何才能当一个 professor 教授。其实教授有分不同的等级，但是最基本的条件是你要先取得一个 PhD 博士学位，然后呢要在大学任教。一般人先做 assistant professor 助理教授，之后如果通过考评，那他可以升为 associate professor 副教授。那如果这个教授依旧维持优秀的成绩，那就可以升为Full professor, 正教授。正教授享有 tenure, 终身教职。一旦有了这个终身制的合约，就保证了老师的终身教职的地位和薪水。但是这是一条艰苦漫长的路。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, thanks, Ken and Steve. They always have such good information in the Information Cloud. Now, let's join Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 继续我们看的是 Time will tell 这个成语。Tell 在这里是指显示或显露，所以 Time will tell 是指时间能证明。例如 Whether this treatment works or not, only time will tell.这个治疗方式是不是有效，只有时间能够证明了。我们接下来看的是 for the time being 这个成语。For the time being 是指暂时或目前，当副词片语使用。例如 I haven't found a suitable place to live yet, so I'm living with my parents for the time being. 我还没有找到适合的住处，所以目前先和父母住。 And that's it for today's Language Lab.
Thanks, Michelle.Well, this article has gotten us thinking, if we could time travel, what would be a cool place to visit? I really think that I might go to 1800s England. My favorite writer was writing at that time, Charles Dickens, and I would like to see what his world looked like. How about you, Carolyn?
Well, you're going back into the past, and I really think I'd like to time travel to the future, because...I would love to see all of the new inventions that we haven't come up with yet.
Well, I think that I would actually travel way into the past. I like reading some stories in the Bible, and I would like to see what it was like when the people of Israel were just exiting or leaving the land of Egypt. I think that was a pretty exciting and interesting time. So I think I would travel all the way back then.
Well, those all sound like great times to visit.And now we are just about out of time for today. And so we have to say goodbye to all of you at home, but we hope that you will come back and finish the story with us tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Tom nearly came out from under the bed to comfort his aunt, but he lay still. He went on listening, and he slowly understood what had happened from things that were said. At first, people thought the boys had gone for a swim and had drowned. Then the small raft was missed. It did belong to somebody, and everybody expected the boys to land at the next town downriver. But then the raft was found on the Missouri shore 9 or 10 kilometers below the village, and everybody lost hope. If nobody found the bodies before the church service on Sunday, the minister was going to speak about the poor dead boys. Mrs. Harper and Aunt Polly had a good cry together before Joe's mother went home. Tom had to stay under the bed until his aunt was asleep before he could move. He was going to put his sycamore bark letter beside the bed, but he had another idea, and he put it back in his pocket. Very gently, he kissed his aunt before he left the house. He took the steamboat's small boat and rowed it to the other side. He left it there and went back to the island by walking and swimming. The sun was quite high in the sky by the time he arrived at the pirates' campfire. There he heard Joe say,
"No, Hook, he'll come back. He's too proud to leave us. He's got an idea. That's what it is. One of his ideas. I wonder what he's doing."
"Well, the things are ours, aren't they?"
"Not yet, Huck. The writing says they're ours if he doesn't get back for breakfast. And that's what he has done,"
cried Tom, enjoying the surprise as he stepped into camp. Tom told all his adventures with some additions, and then he slept while the other pirates fished and explored.